Zip House Pollock, Bianchi for iPhones.
Just discuss one or two elements of payment of a shotgun. Now there's a shotgun, and then there is a person who does who is an agent in buying and selling properties and something like that, which have a lot of similarities, but there are things which is different by a shotgun than and then says so. We all know that there's a mitzvah to pay a shatran, and that's even so there were times that people thought it was a bit of a chiddush. A shatran, there's no enough kemina clearly whether the shatran was whether you employed the shatran and you said, I'm giving you a job to find the shidduch for my son, daughter, whoever it is, or myself, or whether the shatran came up and initiated himself the shidduch, and then followed on. And normally there will be one or two halachas where the biyomet and so we mentioned last time. But in general, there's the payment is not much difference. It's just the way whether normally every shatran will be come afterwards a shliach sent by the whoever's asked him, whoever he's coming to the shidduch. Because if he goes and reads a shidduch to, let's say, Mr. Reuven, and he says, I've got something to suggest to you. And then 2 weeks later, he asks Mr. Reuven what's happening. So Mr. Reuven says, I just need to find out if you know the name of his rov or something like that, or his chaverim or something like that. So by now, he's ready, the shatran has been employed by Mr. Reuven, because he's already started asking him questions to fulfill and find out information. And so we made the most shatronim, unless it's just one phone call and that's it, ends up to become a proper shliach, and there's a proper chiv to pay. So we're now discussing discuss the two elements. Number one, about if someone's promised a large amount, does he have to keep it or not? And then number two is about, is there any chilik between what some people have as a saying that relatives you don't have to pay, if there's any makur for that at all or not? Well, it's not normally, it's a service which people don't normally charge for. So there's no minik to charge for it, and he doesn't do much, he's just giving this. So remember that he can't ask for money anything, yeah. If he knows this person was looking and he's a person who pays for it, if a person has things which are like, if somebody finds about Twitter for the Omer, yeah, or somebody suggests, gives an idea of a rov, a town looking for a rov, and they follow his suggestion, yeah, I guess it's not an accepted thing to pay, so unless these had expenses, I don't need to be able to charge for. Yeah.
And
Shatran also, you should know one thing, that is, Mitzadah, they complain, the Shatran complaining that they get paid very little compared to relatively over the last 30, 40 years, other things have gone up many fold, and Shatran has not gone up many in the last 10 years, very little. With Sacheni, there is jobs with the Shatran in times of the until the times of the war, shatran was responsibility to sort out all the financial commitments on both sides and try to. It wasn't up to the parents to have to squeeze about the amount, and because the shatran was, it was a hard job because he had to sort out the location where they lived. He had to sort out like all the problems. He was like it was a package deal. And now a lot of shatranim just say we've got an idea, and then he starts saying that they only want some money. Please sort it out yourself, yeah, so, and that's why the idea came that the shatran used to get paid until the time of the Second World War, was paid a percentage of the nun. And there was always, So 1% or whatever it is, it was like that. And the shatan had an interest to get a big, to secure for the boy or for the girl, a big nadin, because according to that he would get his shatronas. And it could be sometimes from one side he got paid a higher percentage, because one side gave or promised a big nadin, and he got 1% of a big nadin, the other side gave a small nadin, and he only got 1% of a small nadin. But all this has changed, and a lot of people, pledges are all left in the air, so it would be a question if you'd pay 1% of the promise or 1% of the actual what he gives. It doesn't exist nowadays to pay according to that. I mean, some people say it's a gebir shishidah to pay more. But there isn't really there is places where there's fixed rate and there's places where not fixed rate. We're just not talking about the din of Sheikh Noach. A person is desperate for shidduch and he says, I'll pay $5,000, £5,000, £10,000, he finds a shidduch for me, my son, my daughter, whatever it is, yeah. And then nothing happens, and a few weeks later Shatan comes and reads the shidduch, and it works out. So the Shatan invoices and but he mentioned something, you're gonna give me double with everyone else pays. He wants to get to pay his money. And then he's already not so desperate, he's already found his Bashar, so he already starts having saying, yeah, you know, I didn't really mean it, I was desperate then, I was just promised a large amount. So the Ramah, there's a big machlekes sheilim about it. There's mamish in the Tanya sheilim. Yes, so the Ramah says that if there's a famous gemara in Bava Kamma. If a person was running away from jail, he was running away with Bereh Mezurim, and he had to cross a river. And the only way he saw somebody was a boat. He asked this guy, can you take me across the river? So Yana said, I'm charging a fortune. Told Dina Babirani. And this person actually said, okay. He hasn't got much better. He just has to run as fast as possible. And then the maaser was called, and then he comes and asks him for his money. So he says, but I just promised you it was Mashati Isibot. I didn't really mean it. I was just, you saw me, it doesn't matter. I'm going to pay £100 for a crossing. Here I pay you the normal price, £2, and that's it. So the Gemara says, you can only get paid the amount which will normally you charge for private crossing. Maybe if it's the middle of the night, you charge more, but you can't get your mind right. I again promise. The promise is considered, so that's a big machlekes when we're showing them why is this promise you don't have to keep, yeah? The Gemara says the loss of Meshati, he said Meshati Nibov. So the Gemara says in Halach Zashov Zabeda, Hod the Eino Yischoi, Heini Behaini Bedovo She'ein Regil Is Nitten Olam Habe. Normally a boat ride, a taxi ride, is not something specialty. So one person could be desperate for a taxi to catch a flight, but it's not something which needs any professional job. Hashpo Shadim, they used to have some way of finding out if somebody stole money from him or somebody's interfering in his business. So she and Dalits, they could make us find out. Shalom, if you're allowed to do it or not, but there was. At times the Rishonim, this was a business, a refua, and then the Rishonim talk about if he wants to speak to hear one of the mentions, he says, tell me the secret how you're making money, or something like that. But it's the information which people have, which is considered unique information, so there the Ramos says, Chav nitin the komar she'esneimoy. Yeah. So then you have to give whatever, because it's a professional job, and it's a job which people are desperate, and for a fool, if somebody needs an emergency doctor, would pay much more than a normal price, because he's not going to risk, and the same is if he's got some problems with Shein Dallas, he's got some other problems, or he needs to get some permit, people do pay a fortune of a price, people are paying even now to get tickets, to get entry visas and these things. It's something which people, you need a chokhman, a drey, or something like that to get it, and if somebody promises, you have to pay the full amount. Even if you said you're giving £10,000 to a doctor to come out, for a special doctor to come out, you'd have to pay that. And the Ramah finishes off in Bishatchonis, Einoy Alessori, Av Bishayisne Imoy Losses Lehaber. If somebody promised a shatran, pay £10,000, and then the shatran found the shidduch. He doesn't have to pay according to the Ramah, only what is the normal rate of a shatran. So Pashas the Ramah compares it to so the like by Bereach and Beisasurim, if he's running away, he's escaping. There the Ramah says you don't have the Ramah says you don't have to pay only the normal shah. He also for shatran you have to pay the going rate. But a lot of Rishonim argue with the Ramah and Pachet, Shlomo Kluger, and the other says Rappella the Ramah, like ignored all the other Rishonim, because the Rishonim come as many reasons to say why a Shatran should have to pay the full amount. One reason by Teodinu Avireni, they say, is because this person was mamish under duress, under what he said then, I'm going to pay your fortune to take the cost. Remember, it's clear he was doing it only machmas oynes. He was panicking. It was a fear for his life that if he doesn't escape fast enough, he will end up. They will catch him back. So the promise he gave wasn't sincere at all. We know for any person in such a massive panic promises something which he doesn't mean. Hashem came, call up the shatran, and you say you want to do this. So the shatran thinks maybe he says, I don't want to. You're panicking. Everyone panics, but it's not something like a panic of running away from jail, where if he doesn't get away within the next few minutes, they'll catch him and he'll be ended up. His life will be in danger. No shatronos or something, or the life is a sakona. That a person, so that's what they tell him. If you promise, you have to keep it. You can't compare somebody promising under innocent forces where his life is in danger than somebody who's a bit desperate for something. Yeah. And another thing they ask there's another reason for the Hashem say there's a mitzvah. This person who's crossing in the river is a mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh, a mitzvah of Vachai Lesamel Dam Re'echo, a mitzvah of Vachai Chichimach, a mitzvah to save the Yid's life. So mainly he had to do it anyway, even without basically paid. He can charge whatever it costs him, but there's no reason why he can charge a fortune for something which Minatir is going to do. It's like the Ramah brings down when somebody sees his son-in-law wasting time, and he tells him, and he wants him to learn with his Einikel because he feels it's good for his grandson. So he tells his Eidim, I'll pay you a lot of money to learn with your son. The Ramah says, if he's Yenis Moshe, but the Ramah says in certain cases he doesn't have to keep it afterwards, because the father's anyway got a mitzvah to learn with his son. So all he has promised to the father, he's promising for something which is mechuvah anyway. It's like anything which is a mitzvah that's safe to do, clearly. So b'shatchonis, elachonam it's a shtikel mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah that I have to start spending time for Reuven's daughter or Shimon's daughter. I mean, it's a mitzvah to get married, and it's a mitzvah if somebody asks me to help somebody. I haven't got a mitzvah to put all my mind and start working on this person. So Mimela, if so, there isn't the reason of mitzvah, I should have to pay for my promise. And Mimela, here's a promise to give a fortune, I should be able to take the amount. The other reason why they ask on the Ramah is just a third question. They ask, the Shoinim say, the Lashna, or the Ruah is, that Shatronis in those times, or some Shoinim say, it's often that people pay, they want somebody who's got, there are people who've got the Sprach, what they say, I don't know how to say it in English, yeah. They know how to persuade people and how to do this. You know, you can call up the same person and they'll say, I've heard about it. And there's somebody who you just can't put down the phone to him. Professional shotgun. He manages to get the parents feel much more persuaded to go into it than Stammer Yingerman, who's never been Oisik and Shatronis, gives a phone call to the person. So they say, yes, there can be a lot of mumchis in it. But if you hear sometimes the way Shatron speak, those who charge a lot, they've got a way of speaking. So I made it so, if I promise to give a Shatron more, it means it's something, yes, people do pay a lot for it. We made it jobs which people pay a lot for, because you need special people to do it. Like you need to get special permits or special visas or something like that. So this is something which you can, so we made it, they say you should have to pay the full staff. just taking a taxi, because there's no chiddush for a taxi driver if you're going to the airport because you're panicking and you're rushing you're going to miss a Charles Hasner if you don't catch the flight, or if you're going just because of holidays. I mean, it's the same job, the same taxi driver, the same route he's taking. So there's no reason why that anymore says no reason why to pay more. At the end of the day, the Maaser, because the Ramah says the Maaser, it would be very schwer to be Motzi Momoin if a person promised a large amount and say he has to pay you the £10,000 he's promised. If the Shatran wants, the Shatran should say, deposit the money by someone else, and then I'll be secure that if he's given and made the Kenyan, or if he made the proper, he's actually left the money by someone else, then he'll be able to demand it. Then the Siva starts saying that if he promised a third or six more, where there is in the Gedorah of Oinoa, then you would have to pay. But normal Shatran, let's say, charges £800, and you promised £1,000, whoever finds you, so the way the receiver learns, you would have to pay then the full amount, because he wants to say a whole cheshbon about Oinoa. So at the end of the day, the many Rishonim hold you do have to, but a Maasi, you won't be able to make some money, and if a Shatran wants to secure, he will have to make a Kenyan from him, and say, that's a Tronim, who I don't know about here in England, but there's to say, if you want me to find your shidduch, my fee is $10,000, £10,000, or something like that. You'll have to make a way of securing it, or unless that's the going rate. Just one little point. There's like a type of myth that some people say that mishpocha, you don't have to really pay for shulchanos. Yeah? There was a takon of Dalet Arsas, which is a big machlokes, if the minig was then in Poland like that, or it was based on, because if you're doing for shidduch for a sister or for a brother, you yourself are gaining by it. Or the other pshat, the way the Neid Gudu learns, it was basically built on the fact that that normally the mishpocha didn't do much. They just came at the end and to just give some compliments when they heard the shidduch was going on. And then they started coming charging for that, so they made it a kohen, he shouldn't be able to charge for that. However, I think pashas up here, and the meaning in most places is that there's no enough kemina for shatan. If it's a brother or an uncle or this, the meaning is you do have to offer to pay the normal rate. And if he wants to give you a reduction because of family, he can give you. But you cannot say, he brings down a story with the Chazon Ish, or Gedolei Naz brings down a story with Chazon Ish, where somebody didn't have a neighbor for a few years' children. And he went to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish asked him, did he pay the shatran? So the story was recorded by Gedolei Naz. So he said, my brother didn't want, yeah? So he didn't say my brother was Moichon, my brother didn't want the shatranes. Chazon Ish told him, shtip him a rein in Keshner, push in his pockets the money. And the Kacha have whether the Chazon Ish meant because you have to pay, or whether he meant it wasn't a proper mechila. His brother said, you know what, I'm going to charge a brother, but the Maasi, he did want the money. And Meila, yes, now there's no real meaning, so Meila, there's like a no discount, halachic discount for wedding a shidduch for relations. Yeah, okay. Schnell,